Welcome to Washington Sports Jam's Tennis Tangent Episode 1. My name is Mark Calreese and I'll be your host. This is the first of four possible new podcasts. The others will be about MMA, United, the DC United, and sports video gaming. There's a reason that I'm doing this by myself and I'm doing the other ones by themselves is those tennis, MMA, the DC United, and sports video gaming are four popular topics that I think a lot of people want us to cover on Washington Sports Jam. Unfortunately, I'm really the only person that interested in them, in the members or of Washington Sports Jam. So I'm going to be taking less of a role on the main podcast. So I thought this would be a nice way for me to sort of have my own podcast and cover something that's kind of not getting as much coverage from the rest of the main Washington Sports Jam podcast and blog. So there's going to be four. This is the first one. Each week, there's going to be a new one. And after a month, I'm going to decide which one I'm going to do full time based on whichever of the four podcasts is most popular. So please tell all. So please keep out for those other podcasts and kind of let me know which one is the most, which one you like the best and you want to keep continuing. And let your friends know, because like I said, this is going to be basically a popularity contest. So in today's episode of the Tennis Tangent, we're going to cover the Sony Ericsson Finals, both men and women's. We're going to preview the clay court season coming up, and we're going to do a recap of the Americans in the top 50, their recent tennis of 2011. But first, I want to give a little background about myself as a tennis fan. I consider myself a casual fan. I usually just watch the majors. I have never played competitively in tennis. I played as a hobby. Growing up, I also just casual tennis fan. And I think when I grew up, it was kind of the heyday of American tennis with Andre Agassi, Pete Sampras, Jim Courier, Michael Chang. Which is one of the reasons why I watched it, and also because it's a sort of a popular sport at family gatherings for us to watch, my family, the Japanese side of my family. So that's how I sort of became a tennis fan. So, I mean, I'm not going to have the kind of technical expertise that an actual player would have, and I'm not going to have the kind of history that a actual tennis writer will have, but if I continue doing this podcast, I am gonna brush up on techniques and also learn a lot more about the current set of players who I don't know quite as much as the ones from the 90s and early 2000s, and so this is gonna be a fan's point of view, obviously, but it's gonna be if this continues, I promise it's gonna become a more informed point of view. So, and as for what I'm going to cover in this podcast, it's going to be ATP 1000 Master Series Finals, the World Championships at the end finals, and the four tennis majors from the quarterfinals on. So, I'm not going to be covering every single tennis tournament, and I'm not going to be covering like early round play of really any tournament. And I'm also we're going to talk a lot about the top American tennis players when we get a chance, because that's going to be the way that we're going to tie it back into Washington Sports Jam, being a local podcast and a local blog. So we're going to talk about the American tennis players. So I hope you enjoy it, and if you have any suggestions about what you'd like to hear, if this ends up being the one that continues, please send me an email at tennistangent@gmail.com or at mark@washingtonsportsjam.com, or hit me up on Twitter at username DC Sports Jam. So as I said, we're gonna get into the Sony Ericsson Open. So in the men's final, Novak Djokovic defeated Rafa Nadal 4-6, 6-3, 7-6, winning on a tiebreak in the final set. And kind of amazingly, out Nadal. He played a lot of baseline. He covered court very well, and he didn't really try too much to overpower it at all, which was an interesting point. And he didn't come to net very much which is odd because he was actually winning the points at net. But he decided that he was going to try to out-fitness Rafael Nadal, and I would have thought that would have been crazy, but he won, and he looked fresher at the end of the match than Nadal did. Djokovic just had an incredible 2011. He has beat Nadal and Federer twice. He's 24-0. He's won both Masters Series events and the Australian Open. He just looks like he's on a roll right now, and on hard court, he's been unstoppable. And we'll talk a little bit more about the clay court and when we do the preview of the clay court season. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the women's final now. In the women's final, Victoria Azarenka defeated Maria Sharapova. They're both known as power players, but I really thought that Azarenka played this very well. She, instead of relying on her power, she played more defensively and let Sharapova kind of beat herself. Sharapova is coming back from an injury, so she doesn't really have all the control that she'd had before. So she had a lot of unforced errors, and I think Azarenka was wise in not trying to push any points and kind of just play smart, basically. Azarenka, honestly, though, she could have done play a little better. She could have blown it out. She was up 6. She won the first match set 6-1 and let Sharapova come back at the end of the match. And I think she just got a little impatient and kind of a little unsure of herself. You know, a lot of people were saying that she literally controlled her emotions and her temper better. And that was the reason why she was successful in this tournament, which is true, yes. But she still has to control a little bit better and emotions a little bit better and have a little more confidence if she wants to ever jump to winning a major. Because we letting Sharapova back in at the end, I mean, she was still able to put away Sharapova, but if she let someone in like Clijsters back in the match or Wozniacki, I don't think she'd be able to win at that point. So now that we've gone over the Sony Ericsson finals, well, let's preview the clay court season a little bit. The big question is, will Djokovic's streak continue, or will Nadal's domination on clay continue? And honestly, I don't know. I think it's going to be sort of in between. Nadal, I think, won all the Masters on clay last year and the French Open. He's always looked like untouchable on clay. The one year that Federer won, I believe Nadal was nursing an injury when he went into the French Open. At the same time, Novak Djokovic looks so great, and he sort of adopted Nadal's style in that last match he played him in, and nice baseline work and great fitness, and looks like he could take Nadal out at his own game at this point. So I think it's going to be split. I think that Nadal's not going to sweep the Masters Series and the French Open, but I don't know who's going to win which. I think that Djokovic is going to be able to win a final in the Masters Series or in the French Open against Nadal, but Nadal is so great at kind of changing his game plan when he the next time he faces an opponent, and always kind of retooling his game. He's like not content to ever kind of settle for being one of the best players of all time. He always wants to be better, which is why I think that next time he faces Djokovic, he's going to approach it a different way, and he's going to find a way to win. And whether Djokovic can do the same thing is, I guess we'll see. I mean, it's gonna be some great tennis coming up, I believe. I think the big change is going to be it's going to go from a Federer-Nadal rivalry to a rivalry between Nadal and Djokovic. I think that's going to be the story for the next few years. As for Federer, I think it's a little early to count Federer out of tennis and saying he's never going to win a major again and that the game has passed him by. He's had a bad start to the year, yes, but he's had slumps before and came back. And also he may not be able to beat Djokovic and Nadal on clay or even on hard court. But let's wait to see what happens in Wimbledon and during the grass court season. He may still dominate in Wimbledon, even though Nadal's been able to beat him. He could still win Wimbledon and kind of get hot at the end. We'll see. I agree. He's probably not. I think he's 29, probably past his prime at this point, but I think he may win a major or two, either at Wimbledon or another Open, depending on kind of injuries to Nadal and Djokovic, or just if they ever hit a slump. But I think those three are going to be the ones to watch. I'm not sure what happened to Robin Soderling. I really thought before Djokovic came along that he was going to be the next guy, the next top tennis player to kind of have a great rivalry against Nadal and Federer, but it looks like he's kind of fallen off the radar and isn't really playing good tennis right now. As for the women's side of the clay court season, I really think that this is going to be the first Open that Caroline Wozniacki is going to win. She's had more success at the U.S. Open. That's true, but her kind of defensive baseline style fits a lot better on clay court than it does on hard court or grass. So, and she's helped not only by the fact that she's been playing very well this year, she's also helped by the fact that both Williams sisters have injuries and Kim Clijsters is coming back from an injury. Serena's not even going to be at the French Open, and Venus Williams is coming back right before the French Open. It's doubt she'll be rusty. It's doubtful she'll be able to get very far. She's also aging. I think Victoria Azarenka is also probably going to do well. She's been playing well throughout the season, and I think her style will probably... she's been playing well. I think she'll continue to play well if she can control her emotions and continue to know when to be aggressive and when to kind of play more defensively. And I think those are the two to watch in the French Open in the clay court season. Sharapova might get farther because of the injuries to the other players, but I don't think that she has the control she needs right now to really win the French. Remember, Schiavone won last year kind of out of nowhere. I think that was a one-time thing. I don't think she's going to do it again. So, nothing against her. It was a great story, but it seemed like a one-time thing. So that's my preview of the clay court season, in particular the French Open. So let's go on to the American Top 50. And this is going to be quite sad, quite a sad story. Let's start with the men's. The number one men's American seed is Marty Fish at 11. He's overtaken Andy Roddick based on his play in the Sony Ericsson Open. He lost in the semis to Djokovic, and then he lost in the quarters of the U.S. Clay Court Championships. His serve looked good. I was watching him play against Djokovic. His serve looked good, but he doesn't really seem to have any power in his return or any of his ground strokes anymore. I don't think that, and he's 29, I don't think that he's going to go much farther than he's gone. Both in the French and in any other majors, honestly, unfortunately. Andy Roddick is now 14th in the world. He's not had a good year so far in 2011. Hasn't got past the fourth of any of the Australian or either of the two Master Series events. He's probably past his prime at this point. He's older, I think 28 or 29. the thing about Roddick is it seemed like he had all the physical tools to really be a great champion. I think physically he could have matched with Nadal or Federer, but he just didn't have the mentality or the heart of a great player. He was always ended up beating himself. And I think that it's really, at this point, he's truly too old to kind of make any kind of move. And then number 20 is Sam Querrey. I haven't seen him play, honestly, so I can't really comment on his style or how well he's been doing. His best finish so far was fourth round of the BNP Open. At 23 years old, he's the youngest of the Americans in the top 50. So he's probably America's best hope so far. So at this point, I'm hoping he does a lot better than the other recent guys. I mean, we haven't had a great American tennis player in a while, so it'd be nice if he ended up being one, but we'll see. We'll see how he does. The last guy in the top 50 is John Isner. He's ranked 29th. He hasn't really done anything this year. Fourth in the Sony Ericsson Open, best finish, so I haven't really seen him play, so I can't really comment on anything. I doubt he's going to go very far. He's lost a little past his prime. Now onto the women's top 50, which isn't any better. Basically, a lot of injuries. Serena Williams is ranked number 10, despite she hasn't played at all this year. She had a pulmonary embolism, which I guess is a blood clot, which is caused her to. She hasn't been able to participate in any tournaments this year. It doesn't look like she's going to be able to play in anything until at least Wimbledon or until right before Wimbledon. So she's not going to be in the French. So don't expect to see her. So that's very sad, obviously. She's the top U.S. women's player. Venus Williams, her sister, is ranked 15th. She retired from the Australian because of a hip muscle injury. And it looks like she's not going to be able to come back until right before the French Open. For both Venus and Serena, injury, age, and kind of commitment to tennis has been the question the past few years. When they are healthy and when they are committed, they are probably the best. Obviously the best tennis players in the world. And if they were able to stay healthier and stay more committed, I think they would probably have been in discussions of the best women's tennis player of all time, both of them. I think they both have so physically gifted they could come back later and maybe win a few majors, when they're healthy. But I just don't see them having the same. They just don't have the same kind of drive that they used to. And obviously for women's tennis, having the Williams sisters or Sharapova or Wozniacki play well and win majors is I'm sure what they want, because those are the kind of the box office draws in women's tennis right now. The last women's tennis U.S. women's tennis player in the top 50 is Bethany Mattek at 41. I've never seen her play because she's never gone very far in any major events. And she's 26 right now, so she's not likely to get in to ever go very far, unfortunately. I mean, for both men's and women's U.S. tennis, hopefully there's some kid out there that's going to kind of come on the scene and really be a phenomenon, because it's kind of sad right now. Americans haven't really done much in a while. I think since Andy Roddick won the U.S. Open was the last time anyone was really talking about U.S. tennis as a kind of a dominant thing. I mean, we'll see if there's any kind of anyone coming out. Not like I said, it's kind of depressing, but most of these players in the top 50 are on the downside of the career, but there's always new players coming in every day, so we'll see, and hopefully it'll get better, and we'll have a whole new generation of American tennis stars to cheer for. So that's been our topics for today. Please, if you'd like, comment on this podcast, and make sure you can email me at mark@washingtonsportsgym.com or tennistangent@gmail.com. Make sure to check out the other podcast, Washington Sports Jam. You can check us out on the web at washingtonsportsjam.com, and make sure to follow us on Twitter at username DC Sports Jam. And like I said, keep an eye out for the other podcasts that are becoming. There's going to be an MMA podcast coming next week. And then 2 weeks from now, there's going to be a DC United podcast. And then in 3 weeks, there's going to be a video game podcast if I can keep on schedule. And then after all of them have been out for a month, I'm going to decide whichever one's most popular has the best response. I'm going to make a regular part of Washington Sports Jam. So thank you for listening, and until next time, I don't have a sign-off, so I guess I'll have to think of that as well. So have a support your local sports season in the DMV. Thank you.